Well, before I begin this homily, I just wanted to mention that one of the sisters right before Mass mentioned that at their Mass this morning, one of the visitors lost their diamond engagement ring, and it's very valuable. And if you could just take a look under your seats for a minute, because they're actually offering a $500 reward for whoever can find this engagement ring. So if you just take a look for a moment. April Fools. I did that once at my parish, and I had all the kids underneath all the pews looking. April Fool's only comes like every 7 years on a Sunday, and so I always enjoyed doing that. A priest did that to me when I was about 7 years old, and I'll never forget it. One of the reasons why I became a priest, I think, was so I could do that every April 1st. But it's wonderful to see everybody climbing underneath their pews. What I wanted to do in this short homily is to talk about the value of suffering, the mystery of suffering, the meaning of suffering. As we mentioned earlier, that our sufferings can either bring us closer to God or take us further away from God. They can be our stumbling block or our stepping stone. They can make us bitter or better. Don't forget about the two thieves on either side of Christ. Both suffered equally. One that led him to reject God, the other to accept the Lord. So we know that we all have to suffer. Suffering is part of every life. Some suffer in small ways, some in greater ways. I wanted to share with you a few thoughts from the great Father Paul O'Sullivan, a wonderful Dominican priest, who wrote an article once about how we can turn suffering, which is the greatest evil, into the greatest happiness in our life. Father O'Sullivan tells us that suffering is not simply an evil, because no one suffered more than the Son of God himself, or more than the Blessed Mother, or more than the saints. So suffering actually is allowed in our lives because of God's permissive will. That nothing happens without God wishing it or permitting it. Not even the hair from our head. Every hair on our head is counted. Not even a sparrow falls from the sky without our Heavenly Father knowing it. So if not a sparrow falls from the sky, or if God has numbered every hair on our head, then obviously any suffering that He's allowing us to experience is due to His permission. And that God is allowing us to experience that to give us a share in the passion of Christ. We think of how much Jesus suffered in the passion, that God suffered all these dreadful pains in the passion for each one of us. He suffered for us, and can we not offer up our sufferings out of love for Him? Father O'Sullivan says that suffering is the gold in our lives. That if we accept the suffering that He sends to us, and if we can unite it to the Lord, we can receive great blessings and great rewards. He says, 5 minutes suffering borne for love of Jesus is of greater value to us than years and years of pleasure and joy. The saints tell us that if we bear our suffering patiently, we can gain the crown of martyrdom. It might not be the red martyrdom of blood, but it would be the white martyrdom of a life of offering up every day our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings. So when we're suffering, God will always give us the grace to undergo it if we pray, if we ask Him for the grace. As you know, God will not give us more than we can handle, but He wants us to handle it by asking for His help, by praying. Can our sufferings overwhelm us? Yes. If we don't pray, they could overwhelm us. But if we pray and seek God's help, then He will always give us the grace to carry that cross. Now, Father O'Sullivan makes an interesting point. He says, what really makes suffering difficult to bear is our own impatience, our revolt, our refusal to accept it. This irritation increases our sufferings 100-fold. He recommends that if we can learn to handle our sufferings with calmness and patience, he says it's the secret of happiness. He says we must understand clearly that if we remain calm, serene, and patient, suffering loses its sting. But the moment we get excited and irritated and impatient, it says the small suffering increases 100-fold. So what we need to do, of course, is to unite our sufferings to that of Christ. And it's by offering our sufferings to Christ, it's actually a form of penance that we can offer to the Lord as a loving sacrifice. And this can help deliver our souls from purgatory, that if we can offer up our sufferings now, God willing, we won't have to go to purgatory at all. We can go straight to heaven. That would be the goal that we should have. As many of the saints have said, and Bishop Sheen as well, always aim for heaven. Okay, don't aim for purgatory, because if you come up short from purgatory, you know where you'll end up. Aim for heaven. And if you miss, you'll wind up safely in purgatory. So the 7 points that Father Paul Sullivan makes is, number one, sufferings that we experience come from God for our benefit. If you ever doubt that suffering can be for our benefit, look at the crucifix. What would be more terrible than us crucifying the Son of God? But he brought good out of the cross. He brought Easter after Good Friday. He brought about the opening of the gates of heaven, the salvation of the human race by dying on the cross. So if God can bring good out of the worst evil, which is the crucifixion, he can certainly bring good out of anything that we would have to endure. Number two, he says that when we are in the state of grace, we derive immense merit from every suffering that we bear patiently, even the little sufferings of our daily lives. So the key, of course, is to be in the state of grace, because if you're in the state of grace, then your sufferings are meritorious, and you can unite them and bear them patiently, even the little sufferings that we experience. Number three, God will give us abundant strength to bear our sufferings if we only ask him. So the key is prayer, that if you ask the Lord for grace in time of suffering, and if you pray, then he'll give you the grace to bear that suffering. If you don't pray, then that suffering could be overwhelming. Number four, if we bear our suffering patiently, they lose their sting and bitterness. This is one of the brilliant things that Father O'Sullivan says. In the midst of suffering, try to remain calm, be resigned, be patient. And if you do that, then the suffering will not be as great as it would otherwise be. If people get all upset and irritated, it increases the suffering. If you accepted resignation with calmness, just like Jesus, like the lamb led to the slaughter that opened not his mouth, if you saw the movie The Passion, you see how Christ serenely accepted his suffering. The Blessed Mother said, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word, fiat." If we accept the sufferings like Jesus and Mary, it can make a big difference in our life. Number five, realize that every suffering that we have is a share in the passion of Christ. Think of what Jesus went through. Watch the movie The Passion of the Christ. You'll see again what Jesus did for us. Our sufferings are as nothing compared to the sufferings of Christ. But if we can just unite them to Jesus, then they're very meritorious. Number six, by our sufferings, we can free ourselves in great part or even entirely from purgatory. And that should be our goal, to every day say that morning offering, to offer up all of our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of each day, to offer up any sufferings that we have in our life, that we would be perfected and purified in this life so we don't have to spend time in purgatory, that we could go straight to heaven. That would be our goal. And offer up your sufferings for the souls in purgatory, that they too would receive blessings and very quickly move into the beatific vision. And lastly, number seven, he says, bearing our sufferings patiently we can win the glorious crown of martyrdom. We might not die for our faith, but a life lived in doing your daily duties can be a kind of a white martyrdom of the prayers, works, and joys and sufferings of your whole life you can offer up to Almighty God. And that can help to bring about your closeness with the Lord. I know that each of you have special intentions to pray for. You have children or grandchildren that have left the practice of the faith. Offer up your sufferings for their conversion. You're the faithful ones. You're the ones that are praying the rosary every day, wearing the scapular and the miraculous medal. You're the ones that are given a share in the passion of Christ. And the Lord is allowing that in your life to offer that for your children, your grandchildren, your spouse, your parents, to help bring about their conversion and their salvation. Always go to Our Lady, Our Lady of Sorrows. There in Chicago, you have that beautiful shrine of Our Lady of Sorrows. And when we think about that, the seven sorrows of Our Lady, we know that she is there to comfort us and to watch over us. Our Lady knows what it's like to stand at the foot of the cross and to suffer. So we should pray to Our Lady of Sorrows in all of our difficulties and suffering. Father Sullivan says, no mother on earth ever loved a child as much as our Blessed Mother loves you. Alphonsus Liguori said, if he took the love of all mothers and put it together, it would not equal the love of Mary for each one of us. So therefore, he says, in all of our troubles and sorrows, let us go to our Blessed Lady with unbounded confidence and pray to Our Lady of Sorrows to help us carry our crosses with dignity and faith, to offer up in reparation for our sins of our life, reparation for the sins of the world, and that we will be able to go immediately from this world into heaven without having to do our purgatory in the next world, because if we can do it in this world, it is a much better and obviously a much easier way to be purified in this world than it will be in the next. So we ask Our Lady of Sorrows to intercede for us and to pray for us that we will unite all of our sufferings to that of Christ, to offer it for the salvation of souls, the conversion of sinners, and the release of souls from purgatory. God bless you.